Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Life Chat with Vilma and Phil. Vilma, it's our 15th episode.
Oh, wow. So quickly?
Yes, it is our 15th episode. I am so excited and thankful to God for where he's gotten us so far. It's 15. I can't believe at first when we started this, right, we were like, maybe we should do this every 2 weeks because what are we going to find to talk about? But now we at the 15th. We've been going strong since May, right? Is it May? Yeah, I think May. It's May.
Yes. 15th yeah. episode. And we still have much more to say.
Yeah, we definitely do. And it's been a blessing because we've been getting great feedbacks on our episode. And I think this is a time for us to reflect on what we have presented over the months and see how far we've gotten and what stood out to us the most. What do you think?
That's a good idea. I have my favorite that I can share with you. They were all good. I don't think we had a bad one. But I have my favorite, and I think it could probably go by also the comments that we've had and see which one, you know, people enjoyed.
Okay.
You want to know my favorite?
Yeah, I want to know this. Go ahead.
Okay, my favorite was the one with the pastors Both.
Okay.
We were talking about the effects of COVID on their churches. Mm-hmm. And the other one was with the racial unrest and how it has affected them as a multiracial congregation.
Mm.
And the other one that I truly love as well was the one with the nurses and the information they shared about their encounters with family members, with looking after patients, and they themselves even contracting COVID, but thank God they survived. What about you?
Yes, definitely. So you have two favorite, a lot of favorites. they were so good, like you said. I enjoy the one with the nurses. And and just an update, Faith did contract COVID-19 also. But she's fine, thank God. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was really good. I enjoy the nurses and their passion and their love for their client was such a blessing, wasn't that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
That's your favorite?
I just thought it was such a blessing. No. I have more. I told you I enjoyed a lot of them. I enjoyed that one. And I definitely enjoy the one that you talked about, the pastors and Bill Van de Bush. He was so good when he talked about, you know, which is so true that a lot of people don't think about. We had no choice in the matter of how we were born. You know, our sex and our race is not something that we chose. But we all looking at this outer skin, our outer garment, instead of looking what's inside. And some of the things that he said was really good about the church taking that stand where we put the bar so high when it came to praying and fasting for the current president that we need to do that continuously for the next and for the next, you know?
For all presidents,
exactly. And I totally agree with him with that because, you know, that's something that's needed. And I got a lot of feedbacks too from viewers who were saying, wow, that show was such an awesome show. And the other one I'm going to add to that list.
Yeah, you know what struck me about
go ahead.
That very show when he said if they prayed for President Obama as they do for other presidents, Republican presidents, maybe President Obama would have, you know, had a better, you know, term.
Exactly.
Not that I thought that his 8 years was bad, but, you know, that goes to show what goes on behind the scenes.
Exactly. I thought that was very profound.
With Christian.
Exactly. And thought that was very, very profound in what he said with that. I was like, wow, because it's true. If they really focus, imagine what he could have accomplished if they did do that instead of the things that we hear in the comments we heard, you know, which I'm not going to repeat about what was said from the Christian world.
Absolutely.
Yes. Another one that stood out to me was the one with the firefighter and the police. I thought that was really good. And what I learned from that one was I love what Jamal said. He said that if each police that was trained would serve in the community in which they grow up, there will be such a difference within the relationship that they cultivate in the community, because the community already know them and they won't have that fear. They won't have that, uncomfortableness, within their job or within their sphere, but they were able to work effectively and efficiently. And I thought that was so good because I never even thought about that, in what he said. And I thought that was just awesome.
That was wonderful. And I love the psychologist too,
Of course.
because she was able to nothing more. I don't know you comment on that. Just we love the psychologist. I know where you're going. Because she was able to offer a lot of needed advice for free to people out there. So that was good.
And one viewer contacted me and said that they would love to hear her go more in depth in, how does she put it? She wanted to go more in depth in how people can balance that work life, balance being home, wanted her to go more in depth. But yes, of course, we love the psychologist. And another one that stood out to me was the one with the entrepreneurs. I thought they were so great. They were so awesome. They had me inspired to continue in my endeavors and all the things that I have on my plate in my businesses that I'm doing right now. They just inspired me to just go harder and go fuller. And I think they were just really great.
Right. So I guess we have to invite some of these previous speakers to come back again as future speakers.
Definitely. I know one entrepreneur is looking forward to come back, which is Danielle, and we'll definitely have them on. Jordan, his article came out, of course, and we did put that on our Facebook link, his article he talked about. And also, he's having that event on September 15th at the Hilton Hotel. So all of that is going on for him. And Emmanuel is just soaring and going higher. So we just appreciate them coming on and giving us their ha-ha moments and giving us their push and giving us their drive in accomplishing the goals and the dreams that God has placed within us.
Fantastic. You know what, Vivian?
What?
I think they were all
Yeah,
good.
they were all good.
Every last one of them.
Yes, definitely. It is just wow. 15, that's just awesome. So what do you think is the next step for us, Vilma?
I think we just need to, continue and go more, probably ask more probing questions now that we have tested the water, probe a little bit more. Ask our viewers to suggest topics that they would like for us to discuss. And maybe we could tell them a little bit more about ourselves so that they really hear our heartbeat and really understand where we are coming from. Because, it's life, and I don't think anything is kind of off the table. What do you
Yeah,
think?
I totally agree with you. I think they would probably love to hear more about us and, probing more in depth because it's life. But so far, I think they are enjoying what they're hearing. And, we have more and better things to come in the near future.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. So, is there anything pressing that you want to say to our audience today?
First of all, I want to thank them. I know you said thanks in the beginning, but I want to add my bit in and to thank them for tuning in and listening, and those who are faithful. And what's going on with me?
Anything happening?
Okay, I always have a
Good.
testimony.
Go ahead and
Because
testify.
I'm so blessed and I'm highly favored. I was able to go to Jamaica, and God just allowed me to get things done in terms of my uncle's business and his funeral, and that went through absolutely well. And I came back whole, and I was negative for COVID testing. So that in itself is a testimony.
Awesome.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, awesome.
What about you?
For me, it's been great that God has blessed me and opened doors and opportunities for my businesses. And we're almost finishing with our house in Harrington, and I'm thankful for that. And also, I'm trying to ask God and seeing from Him where is the point of conversions? And I'm seeing how everything is converging in my life concerning all the things. And, you know, I have all these things on my plate that I'm doing. But I love the fact of how he's connecting things. He's mm-hmm. connecting the dots, and he's connecting us with right people at the right time. Mm-hmm. Because, as you know, Bill Van Der Bush is not an easy person to get a hold of. He's a busy man traveling. And for him to take his time out to be on our podcast, we really, really appreciate it. You know, he really wanted to be on, and he missed the last one with the other ministers. So we just appreciate him being a part and supporting us. And that's just a blessing right there for us. And I'm just waiting to see what God's going to do next with this podcast. As you said, better things to come and more probing, more in-depth life stories that's to come.
Absolutely.
So since you and I talked about our favorites, let's see if we can possibly get one of our supporters, who are consistent supporters, to come on the show and tell us what they think. What do you think about that?
That sounds like a plan.
All right.
Yeah, let's hear.
All right. Well, let's see if we can.
We'll hear about the podcast through the eyes of somebody else, the eyes and ears of somebody else, because we may be biased, you know?
Exactly. Definitely. Of course, we think they're all great. It's our show. Something that's fantastic. Now, let's see who we can get on. Let's see if we can get Erica on.
Hi, Jean.
Oh, hey, Erica. How are you? Miss Allison.
I'm good.
Yes, we have Vilma here, my co-host. Mm-hmm. Vilma, this is, we call her Erica. Allison on. This is really one of my sister-in-laws. She's one of those supporters of the show that watches and listens, I should say, to every episode. When I heard that, it blesses my heart. And not only that, what really got me too is she prays for us consistently. And I know that because I pray with her.
Oh, wow.
So she prays almost all the time. I pray okay. with her. She lifts up Viv and Vil, live chat with Viv and Vil. So, Erica, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you. Erica Allison.
Thank you.
And I am one of the fans. I started listening from the first episode until now. And I'm glad to be here with you this evening.
Awesome. Awesome.
Good, good.
So do you want to share with us your favorite episodes and why?
Oh, my God. Well, every one of them are good. As Vil said in her last show, it's good stuff. And that's really true. There are so many favorites. But if I should name a few, mm-hmm. on the first responders, like the nurses for the pandemic, mm-hmm. oh, God, the way they handle themselves, the way they care for the patient, it touched my heart because I work both in the nursing home and in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. everything that they went through, I went through it too. And the tender care, the love, the, you know, the compassion, it really blessed my heart to know that God have chosen people that were there to take care of this sick person. Mm-hmm. And then one episode that stand out was about Triumph to Tragedy. That's Vil, her sister and her daughter. Mm.
Oh, yes.
The struggle that they went through and the mishap and everything that happened, but all three of them, they didn't give up. They have a determination to go on. And because they trust God and have faith, at the end, they were triumphant. And that was a very, you know, inspiring message to me to let me know that no matter what I'm going through, if I trust God and have faith, he will come through for us.
That's awesome.
Yes, also the firefighter and the police officer, mm-hmm. those, your guests from England and Canada and France.
Oh, yes.
And I think every one of them, it shows uh-huh. me that racism is not only in these aisles, it's all over the world. And, you know, they're all going through the same thing. They may not be killing or beating or something, but they all experience mm-hmm. it. One of the things that stand out to me was your family from England, she said when she was young and they have to go so far to go to mm-hmm. church. And when she asked her mom, why we have to travel so far? She said, this is the only church that will take us. And mm-hmm. oh my God, it burned my heart to know that. You have to travel so far just to go to the house of God. You know, so racism come in every form and shape. Right. So I'm telling you, when you talk to all these guests and they give their experience and their input, blesses your heart. And it makes you know that you are not alone with someone going through the same thing that you're going through. And also those young guests, the struggle that they go to start their own business. But all three of them were determined. They never stop until they are where they are today. So thanks be to God. And because of your show, if all the listeners listen, and many young people right now wanted to take a leap of faith, but maybe they are scared, maybe they don't want to do, but when they listen to others, you know, it will inspire them to go higher and higher until they reach where they want to be. So I'm telling you, every one of your episodes bless my heart. Every time I listen one, I'm just eager and excited to hear what the next episode will be about.
We do appreciate you. We do appreciate you listening. And those were great feedback that you gave us. Wow.
I love it. And, you know, in Jamaica, when we watch soap opera and keep watching it, people always have this sense of you're hooked on the show. Well, I am hooked on your show.
We appreciate it. We love it. We love it. We love it. Right, Velma? We love it, right?
Yes, we do. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for being a loyal fan. And we will try our best not to disappoint you for future episodes.
Okay.
And speaking of future episodes, what would you want to see? Speaking of future episode, what would you want to see? You know, is there a particular show that you might have on your mind that you're thinking, hey, I would love to hear them talk about this topic?
Well, you already talked about one of my main topics that was on my heart with the pastors, see how they are dealing with the pandemic and their members. So that was one of the topic that was laid on my heart. And you all did it twice. It was great.
Awesome.
So, okay, when something comes to mind again, I'll call you and let you know which one you should go to again.
Definitely.
All right?
Definitely. Thank you so much, Erica. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. God bless. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was so great. Wow. And we didn't even pay her to say that.
I know. I know. How much did you give
Nothing. So let's have another one on. Hey, let's have another Erica on. She's also a loyal listener. Let's see if...
Go ahead and call her.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Here I am.
Hey. Hey, gorgeous. Look at you looking all pretty.
Gracias. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Welcome to our little chat here about our previous episodes, and thank you for being a loyal fan.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
No problem.
So, Erica, what show stands out to you and why?
Okay, so the one that stands out to me the most is episode 11, Taking the Leap of Faith to Entrepreneurship. There were statements made that resonated with my personal growth initiatives. So that one stood out.
Wow. And is that only your favorite?
No. I have episode 14, A Unique Look at Racial Unrest by some of the churches, church leaders rather. And I also like 13, A Continuation of the Impact of COVID-19 on Churches.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Good.
So why those three, the ones that stood out to you the most?
There were statements made that was in line with my current growth story or journey, if you will. And so it made an impact, which is certain things that stood out that the pastor said and that the entrepreneur said.
Okay.
You want me to go in detail?
what I was going to ask you is, you can go in details, but also let us know what impact it has had on your personal life. Were there changes that you made because of what you heard on the various podcasts?
Okay. I wrote some notes, so I wouldn't get jumbled with my words. But for instance, with the entrepreneur, a couple of things they said stood out. For example, Emmanuel, he said, well, he called himself You Inc., you being your own company. And that if you give your all towards your current employer, that's in a sense to me was preparation towards your own journey, your entrepreneurship or whatever your journey is in life. So for me, I usually look at a lot of quotes to encourage me at work. I feel that one of the things that was said by, he was Danielle, the glory is in your story. That's where the treasure is. And I feel that you can apply that at, like at my current employer. If I put those values and those and that energy towards them where I work, I can see my growth there. Mm-hmm. I can learn from the, what I took from the show, I call them the three S's. Setbacks are setups for success. And that's what Jordan said. So I call it three S's, mm-hmm. right? So I could apply that at my job and I could elevate myself through those like core values I could develop through the things I've heard, you know. That's how it's impacted me and how I can apply it to my life currently. Mm-hmm. I could probably go on with what was said at during the entrepreneur show. Like for instance, you know who you are when you go through the process of setbacks. Like how do you respond mm-hmm. to them? And I look at problem solving as a key. You know, life is pretty much full of problems that you have to solve, which becomes opportunity for growth. Mm-hmm. I never looked at it like that before, but now I see that actually problem solving is an asset. It's something that you can use to elevate yourself in the area you want to grow in. If I solve a problem at my job, then I could solve the next problem and I could solve the next problem. And that also leads to what Danielle said, you know, when you want to start your own business, try to figure out how to do it yourself. Problem solve. Mm-hmm. That helps you to grow. And because that helps you to grow, it will attract other people towards you to help you. Because when people see you trying to help yourself, it also, people tend to want to help you when you're trying to help yourself. So I think then you'll build your network. It all starts to flow. So I'm like, okay, this is great. I can apply this where I'm working, even if there's times I may not like what I'm doing. But if I have a vision of where I want to go, then this is just an opportunity for me to use to get there. Solve problems, bring it to the table, be vocal, you know, like you were doing your own business, be a people person. I could reach out to those who are in authority and help those who are my colleagues. Mm-hmm. That will work for me in the future.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. And, wow, it was like you were in class.
Yes. Yes, it was. It really blessed me. And then with the other episodes, like the recent one, 14 with Pastor Will and Pastor Bill, there's something that stood out. Actually, something that Vilma said, she kind of summed up what the two pastors were talking about, where, what did I write? I said, the muddle in the middle, right? I kind of like that. I said, the muddle in the middle. Sometimes in my own Christian journey, you kind of take what the pastor says. He says, go home and study it. And then you go home and you study, but you really don't understand. You know, I'll study, I really don't understand. I mean, I've been consistent, but then I may take his word for it because I was too intimidated to ask him, well, I don't get it or I don't agree with it. And because I didn't do that, I kind of made decisions that really wasn't true to myself. And I realized that now, and when they were saying the muddle in the middle, I was like, I need to go to the source. The source is the Holy Spirit. And if I don't go to the source, then it's like I'm setting myself up for, what is that verse? My people perish for lack of knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm setting myself up to perish because I lack the knowledge to make the decisions I make and to be truthful. So I'm kind of on that journey. Like, for instance, there's this quote by Laura Ingalls Wilder. It says, the real things haven't changed. It is still best to be honest and truthful, to make the most of what we have, to be happy with simple pleasures, and have courage when things go wrong. So if I make a decision based on what I feel the Holy Spirit is showing me, and things don't go the right way that I think it should go, that I should have the courage in that anyway. You know, and not think, oh man, I shouldn't, because things went wrong. But I guess it's going back to the three S's. It's a setback for a setup for success. So it all comes together. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm going on and on. But this is what I've gotten out of the podcast. It resonated with what I'm going through right now. And in 13, there was something that Bishop Rudd said. He said his mentor mentors him as a leader, but God gives him instruction, right? Mm. So that just kind of confirmed what I'm kind of going through right now. I need to get my instruction from the Holy Spirit. Like, our leaders are there for us to encourage us, admonish us. What the fivefold ministry, right, is there to admonish us. But at the end of the day, we have to go to the Holy Spirit, because I can't say, God, well, Pastor so-and-so or Bishop so-and-so said this, so that's why I did it. And when he gave us the Holy Spirit to teach us.
That's right.
So that's why those things kind of resonated with me, and it helped support what I'm currently looking for as far as growth.
Awesome. Awesome.
At 50 years old.
Shh, don't say your age.
This is my age. You're going to record that.
Well, even though she says that, she doesn't look a day over 30.
Oh, bless you, sister.
So anything else?
Gosh. Well, pretty much everything, I guess I would say, supports what I just said. A lot of the different things that was mentioned in the podcast for the entrepreneurs, like Jordan, he said a few things as far as being comfortable, being uncomfortable. Mm. I used to run away from uncomfortability. I didn't like pain, suffering, or anything. So, but now I realize that I need that to help me grow. What it talks about when gold or silver is tried in fire, all the impurities come out. And that's kind of something Jordan alluded to also when he said that you see who you are in that process when you're going through and you go through those trials or those things that make you feel numb through the rough times. You kind of see who you are.
Awesome.
And I think that's the impurities coming out when you're being tried, right? Mm. Sacrifices, that's something I think. You remember Vivian when I was out of college working and I got the opportunity to do that sports show. The other side of the wall when I was interviewing professional athletes. But when the person who was the leader of it left because he got a better job, and I was telling the other guy who's a cameraman, I was like, oh, how about we do it? And then I got cold feet because I'm like, well, this isn't my field. I don't know anything about communications. I can't do this, And so that was an opportunity lost because of fear, right? So when those impurities start to rise, I left. And we met Yvonne Mobley, and she gave us an address to have like an internship at the radio station. And that's not my field. I can't, But God is good because he always gives us room. So, when they were talking, when the entrepreneurs were talking, they were saying, as far as what you have to go through, some people aren't made for that. I think there may be people who don't want that, but I think some people just not at that stage. Like, I wasn't at that stage early on in life, which I wish I was. I wish I made the sacrifices at that time and just kind of let go of the fear, just let fear happen and just kind of do it. And then blazing the trail, when you mentioned blazing that trail, I thought about overcoming. Blazing a trail is, sometimes it could be said as starting something new, a new path. But like, to me, you could be blazing a trail of obstacles. You're just going to go right through it. You're going to use the advice of what people had given you. Like, sometimes I'm like about not reinventing the wheel if I don't have to. But if I don't know how to, I may have to reinvent a wheel or invent a wheel. But if I don't have to, I'm willing to take the advice of those who went ahead of me. But I feel when you blaze the trail, you're also becoming a problem solver.
Awesome. So is there anything that you think, any shows that you could recommend for us to do? Like, anything you see that, I'd love for them to talk about this particular topic.
I think I would love for you guys to talk about, you guys had a personal financial planner when he was talking about the COVID-19. And he made some good points. I think it would be nice to have him on just talking about wealth building. Like, for instance, he made a comment about there was a loan for entrepreneurs to take advantage of. And one of the guests said, the hairdresser was like, well, I'm not taking in a loan because I'm not trying to get into a debt for what the state did. They shut me down. Mm-hmm. And I get it. You know, I was like, yeah, that's true. But he made a point where he said, well, it also depends on your mindset. For instance, if you take a loan that you only have to pay 1% back, but that loan can earn you 20%, is what he said, then you win. It's a win-win situation because you're making money. Sometimes you need to take a loan to make money that's the economy growing, but you have to be smart about it. You have to make the right choices when it comes to loan, and if you get to pay back that loan, or if you have like enough revenue to make things happen or to get things going, your business plan. Anyway, I think it would be nice to hear him talk about financial planning.
Good.
Thank you. You could do a whole show telling us. You took careful notes. So I know you have me now going to be very cautious because I want to make sure that I'm saying the right thing because I have somebody taking notes and they are doing what I said. But I love it. I love it. I love you. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you definitely for supporting us.
I feel blessed. I enjoy the shows. Of course, you know, Vivlin, I'm there to support you. And now I know Vilma and Vilma also. But the shows I really enjoyed listening to. They're very interesting and they're helpful. Just like, you know, the purpose of you guys' podcast. The purpose of it is to help others and to encourage your listeners.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you once again for joining us, Erica. We really appreciate it. We're going to see if we can get another supporter on the phone. If not, then we will catch you on the next one. thank you.
All right.
All right, then. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care, Erica.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. These guests has really brought back so many things to my memory after listening to them. You know, the things that they picked out and what they have said that was really good. You know, I love what she said, Jordan said. I was like, oh yeah, he did say that. That was really good. So we're just grateful and appreciate them. But Marcia cannot join us now. So anything you want to add, Vilma? The next person I was going to call is Marcia, but also our time is going here. So anything that you want to add since you know that Erica's taking notes?
I think, you know, it just confirms what we are doing. So we just do what we think is the best thing. We don't have to follow any other podcast. Mm-hmm. Just be real, supply information from good sources, you know, people who know, no guesswork. And I think we will continue to do well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yes, this has been a really great time that we took to reflect on the past 14 shows, I should say, and being appreciative and thankful for our supporters. I know that there's much more out there, but these are the ones that presented themselves to us to let us know that they are consistently listening. And I love what Allison said earlier. She said that it's like a soap opera for her. I love that, really. So thanks so much. We really, really appreciate you guys listening. We really appreciate your comments. Keep them coming. And once again, this is another episode of Life Chat with Viv and Phil. Goodbye.
Bye.